Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm really excited to tell you about our Hajj Safarnama. This year we're talking about the Russian Hajj, and the book under the microscope is Russian Hajj, Empire and the Pilgrimage to Mecca by Professor Aileen Kane. Welcome to the first excerpt of our Hajj Safarnama 1437 Hijri, the book under the spotlight, Russian Hajj, Empire and the Pilgrimage to Mecca by Aileen Kane. This excerpt is from chapter 1. In 1848, a Russian subject named Qasim Mamad died in Arabia while performing the Hajj. Mamad was a native of the South Caucasus, a region Russia had recently conquered through wars with the Ottoman Empire and Persia. Like most Muslims, traveling overland to Mecca at this time, Mamad made the long trip as part of a caravan, a procession of people and animals. He took a route that Muslims from the Caucasus, Sunnis and Shi'is, had followed for centuries. It wound around eastern Anatolia and northern Syria down to Damascus, the departure point for one of the enormous imperial caravans to Mecca that the Ottoman Sultan sponsored every year. Unlike his ancestors, however, Mahmud made the journey through Ottoman lands not as a Persian subject governed by Ottoman taxes and laws, but as a newly minted Russian subject entitled to extraterritorial privileges and the protection of Russian diplomatic officials in Ottoman lands. When Mahmud died, his heirs in the Caucasus appealed to Russian officials to investigate the whereabouts of 300 rubles, a large sum which Mahmud had entrusted to a camel driver in Damascus for safekeeping. Mahmud's heirs wanted it back. In earlier times, they would have appealed to Ottoman judicial authorities in Damascus, who for centuries had been in charge of auctioning off estates of the many pilgrims who died on Hajj and dispersing the proceeds to the proper heirs. The local Russian governor referred the case to the viceroy of Tiflis, Tbilisi, who forwarded it to the Russian ambassador in Constantinople. Over the next 2 years, Russia's consul general in Syria investigated Mahmud's estate. With the help of local Ottoman officials, the consul general managed to track down the camel driver in question, a rich Damascene, and an Ottoman subject named Haji al-Ismir, who had him brought to the local Islamic court in Damascus. There, under oath before an Ottoman judge, Al-Ismir acknowledged Mahmud's deposit and testified that he had returned it to his travel companions, two men described in court documents as Russian subjects and Muslim military officers from the Caucasus. At this point, the consul general transferred the case back to Tiflis for the Russian viceroy to investigate further. Mahmud's story and his heir's quest to recover his estate illustrates a much broader historical change, whose effects would prove wide-ranging. By the mid-19th century, as a consequence of global imperialism, the Hajj was increasingly coming under European influence and control. This was unprecedented. Since its 8th century beginnings after the birth of Islam, the Meccan pilgrimage had been performed under the patronage of Muslim rulers through Muslim-ruled lands and with the help of Muslim officials along the way. Hajj pilgrims' ultimate destination, the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, were still closed to non-Muslims. This situation slowly began to change in the 16th century as Europeans explored the Indian Ocean and other parts of Asia, conquering Muslim-majority lands and bringing long stretches of traditional Hajj routes under their influence and direct control. Russia was unique among European empires in ruling Muslims as far back as the 15th century and had one of the longest histories of involvement in the Hajj. In the 16th century, Muscovite Russia conquered the former Mongol Khanate and established itself along a major caravan route used by Central Asians to get to Mecca. Further imperial conquests to the south and the east of the northern shores of the Black Sea, Crimea, the Caucasus, and Central Asia added millions of new Muslim subjects to the empire's already large and internally diverse population and brought a web of ancient caravan routes within Russia's borders. For centuries, Muslims across Eurasia had been traveling these lands and routes to reach Mecca. Many took sailing vessels across the Black Sea to Istanbul, then known as Constantinople, to witness the Sultan ceremonies that marked the departure of the imperial Hajj caravan from the Ottoman capital. Others, Qasim Mahmud among them, cut south through the Caucasus to join imperial Hajj caravans leaving from Damascus and Baghdad. Still others followed land routes through Afghan and Indian lands to board ships bound across the Indian Ocean to Arabia. This traffic continued and in fact increased after the Russian conquests and the introduction of railroads and steamships in the mid-19th century that made the Russian Empire a center of global Hajj traffic and routes.